Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's a St. Paddy's Day edition of the Grillin' Guys because this is the last time we're going to talk to you before St. Patrick's Day next Friday. But anyway, I'm Jupp and he's Barbecue Bob and we are the Grillin' Guys. What's cooking, baby?
Well, I thought it was about time we checked back in with Henry Repeating Arms because the last time we talked to the president, we didn't get to ask him about this Guinness record they set with something like a 1,000-man shoot.
Guinness, so, Irish.
That's right.
Yeah, I get
that's
it.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
So on the grilling line right now, we have the president of Henry Repeating Arms, Anthony Imperato. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, thanks for taking time out. I know you're traveling between your Rice Lake factory in Minneapolis, so I appreciate you you taking a few minutes with us in your busy schedule.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to be on.
Well, it's our pleasure. We love Henry and are just totally enamored with your weapons and just the whole story and the history and the rich culture you espouse. And this 1,000-man shoot, I want you to tell our audience what you pulled off.
Well, we couldn't pull it off without the help of the National Rifle Association. But on this past November 14, 2016, we had 1,000 participants, 400 range safety officers, and a whole bunch of spectators descend on the Ben Avery shooting range just outside of Phoenix, Arizona, where we held what was called the Henry 1,000-man shoot. And 1,000 folks from all over the country, men, women, all races, all creeds, all nationalities participated. And we set a world record of firing 1,000 guns at the same time. Guinness would not acknowledge the record, but another record agency did acknowledge it. And that actually isn't so important. What was important was that this event showed patriotism, camaraderie, unity, unwavering support for the Second Amendment, and was a whole lot of fun. On top of that, it will raise about $1 million for the National Rifle Association and for their youth shooting support programs, their safety, firearm safety programs, and other things that they do. So all in all, it was a win-win. There was a lot of logistics. It took us from August of 2015 and a lot of hard work with a lot of key people from the NRA, my staff, our advertising agency, and other folks put it all together.
So, Anthony, you had sent out on Facebook a video about this event. Where can people find that if they wanted to see that?
Sure. Well, we have what we call a sizzle reel, which is on our website on the Henry News. So they could go to henryusa.com, and they'll certainly find it. But Saturday morning, it's going to be on national TV, the Henry 1,000-man documentary. It's going to be on the ION network, I-O-N, at 7 a.m., and people could check their local listings to watch that on television. They could also source it online as well, under Henry TV on YouTube, and it's a 28-minute show that captures all of the bells and whistles, and I could tell you, if you're a patriot, it's going to bring a tear to your eye, but I would suggest that people check their local TV listings, but ION is a national network that's on all cable and satellite systems.
So, you know, funny you should mention what time this is played where, because we are now in New Jersey, and you have a factory in New Jersey in Bayonne. I was there. You're just leaving your Rice Lake factory, Rice Lake, Wisconsin, which is a cool place. I mean, I want to hear that story someday, but your Bayonne location is right up up against Manhattan, pretty much. You're right into the thick of things in the whole New York metro complex. We are now on WOND in Atlantic City, so there's lots of New Jersey people listening to you right now. And
wonderful.
I would tell you, if you don't have a Henry rifle, you're missing out, buddy.
We appreciate the kind words of support, and if folks spend their hard-earned money on a Henry, they've got my personal guarantee, a lifetime warranty. We're going to make sure you're satisfied.
Anthony, I am the proud owner of a new Henry 3030, and I've shown it off to several of my friends and colleagues, and all of them are like, "You aren't really going to shoot that, are you?" I mean, this is it's instantly a collector's item when it hit my door, right? And I haven't shot it yet. I'll be very honest. I've had it now about 3 or 4 weeks, but I'm going to, because I've got to experience it. The lever action 30-30 brass receiver octagon barrel. This is how the West was won. I mean, I feel like a cowboy when I got it in my hand. It's so cool.
Well, thanks. I'm glad that we can tap into those emotions, because, you know, that's what it's all about, and that's what I love about our product line. You know, of course, it has its practical use, but there's an emotional connection to it. It's cowboy, it's Americana, it's American heritage, all of that. And if I must say so myself, we do have the smoothest action. It's inherently smooth in a Henry. But our guns are made to be used. Of course, we have a full line of tribute models and highly engraved models that, you know, people like to collect and put on the wall and, you know, over the fireplace, in the man cave, in the den, etc. But for the most part, all of our guns are made. Get out there, use them. Take the wife, take the girlfriend, you know, take the grandson, the granddaughter, etc., and get out there and enjoy youth shooting sports and the shooting sports in general.
Well, you know, I have a 45-70, and I absolutely intend on using it. I've already booked a trip to Bozeman, Montana for a fall elk hunt, and we're going to be horseback. So that 45-70 is going to be in a carrier on the saddle, and I'll have my 270 packed on the pack animals. But that baby's going to be right on my saddle, let me tell you, because number one, how cool could that be? But number two, they got grizz and cougar and wolves and all kinds of stuff up there that's a pain in the butt. So I intend on cracking off some shots on that 45-70 in Montana this fall.
Yeah, the caliber 45-70 in Montana go together like a hand in a glove.
That's
so
right.
I get it. And you know, folks are interested in what we carry. We've got a broad line of everything from 22 long rifle on up to 308 these days, and we've got probably a selection of about 20 calibers at least, if not more. And we finally have entered the shotgun market with a lever action 410, as well as a single shot shotgun in 1220.
And oh, that's awesome!
Yeah,
lever action 410.
Correct.
You could make that in a pistol then. so listen,
turned it into a mare's leg.
Right, yeah,
<That's> right.
Exactly.
So the reason I had you on, of course, is because we absolutely love your brand, and you're a friend, and I just want to let America know what a great product we have, what a piece of Americana we have. But more than anything, Second Amendment is under fire. It's going to be under fire for the rest of our lives. We have to look at companies like Henry Repeating Arms, and we got to support them. So support the NRA, and by all means, get yourself a Henry, and make sure Anthony can get some lunch next week.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Feel free. Thank you. And folks can email me directly with any questions about Henry or anything about the gun industry. It's anthony@henryusa.com.
Okay, that's amazing, because this is a giant company, and that the president will give you his email address. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, gentlemen.
Take care, pal.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Henry, their slogan is made in the USA or not made at all. That says it all, right there. This is a great American
company
with a lot of history. So coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station, maybe get a little off this Irish coffee. Stick with us. We'll be back.